The scripture reading tonight will be taken from Psalms 96, 1 through 9. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Tell of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among all the peoples. For great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the peoples are worthless idols. But the Lord made the heavens splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in the splendor of holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth.
Thank you. Thank you. How can I use it? So please give us that.
Thank you. Let's pray.
Dear Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for all of the blessings that you've given us today. At this time, we're especially thankful for the opportunity to gather together with brothers and sisters in Christ and to spend a few minutes of our evening worshiping you in song. And help us to always remember who we are, and that is your children. And help us also remember the sacrifice that your Son made on that cross and the fact that it cleared out our sins. Thank you for saving us. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.
Oh.
Jesus, draw me
Amen. We are we're doing this weekend. I told him he has an important job to do tonight because we've been... And I've been trying to sell that. You know, we're all about trying to be more like Jesus here, but for this weekend, we're going to use Moses as an example of how to be more like... I don't know. Jeremy will explain it much better than I will. After Jeremy speaks to us, Ty Ackett's going to lead us in a close... Then we'll have a word of prayer that will be dismissed after that. Just a note to parents, particularly those who are not part of the work here, just so you know how we're going to go about tomorrow. We'll start here at the building at 9:30. You can just drop your kids off, and we'll be here at the building till about noon. And then we have people that will transport them over to the home of Dave and Libby Edwards, and we're going to spend a few hours there. We'll have maps for you that you can know where to pick them up, and we'll be done by about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And by all means, you can ask me any questions that you may have about that. Also tonight, some of our teenagers are heading up the road off on Brewsby Downs to the Dunkin' Donuts and Dunkin' Donuts and Baskin Robbins up there. So if you want to go to that and be with some of the other teenagers, we'll let you know where that is. But it's the one in New Tampa. Again, we're glad that Jeremy Bard is with us this weekend. I first met Jeremy in Louisville, Kentucky at the Expressway Congregation. Got to work with him in an effort there a couple of times. And he's been here in Lakeland for the last 5 years, is it? 5 years roughly so, but not for that much longer. Jeremy and his family are heading up to Indianapolis to work with the Traders Point congregation up there. And so know they're going to do a good work there, but know the folks in Lakeland and the surrounding areas are going to miss them. Jeremy and his two boys, Eli and Kai, are here tonight. Jeremy's wife, Kim, is not feeling well, so she and their daughter is at home, which is very unfortunate because we really wanted this weekend that people could spend with Kim. But she can't be here, so we're stuck with Jeremy and only Jeremy. So with that, Jeremy, why don't you come up here and tell everybody about what we're going to be doing, and then again we'll have one verse of a closing song and a closing prayer.
Well, I want to begin by saying I had a pretty big amount of fear put into me here at the very beginning of this when they put the big listing of all of the ones that would be leading songs tonight, and I looked and kept looking, and there I saw my name. And I thought, man, we are scraping the bottom of the barrel if that's the case. If I could have gotten a little heads up on that, maybe that would have been helpful. I know sometimes everybody seems to think, well, if you're a preacher, you got to be lead singing. You can lead singing if you're a preacher. Josh, he got up here and he led singing, did a great job. But I'm the one that always proves that it isn't always the case. I often say, I'll do it, but I have to be way down on the list. So I'm glad that I didn't have to lead in singing, and you are really glad that I didn't have to lead singing tonight. But I certainly appreciate all the ones that did. It was wonderful to be here, and I'm excited to spend not just tonight as we worshiped our God in song, but also the opportunity to spend with you this weekend. I'm looking forward to it. Josh asked me several months ago even. We talked a little bit about it, and I've been looking forward to it, and I hope you have as well. He's made mention, and I know you probably made mention over the last couple of weeks, we're going to spend our weekend with the teenagers tomorrow, as well as in the Bible class on Sunday morning, but also in the two sermons in worship on Sunday morning, as well as Sunday evening, spending our time talking about Moses. Moses is an incredible character, certainly one of my favorite characters in the Old Testament. And he's a great character to study, mainly because when I look at him and I read and I study about him, he seems so real. He's just a real guy. He has struggles, he had problems, but yet with God he was able to overcome all of those things. And it is remarkable to study about his life. He's a unique character, and the fact that in the pages of the Old Testament we really have his entire life story from the very beginning of his life to the very end of his life. And we will spend some time talking about the life of Moses. If you are a young person, a teenager, and you can be with us, I encourage you to be here in the morning. I know for a Saturday it sounds early. I told my two boys they're going to be with us tomorrow that we have to leave really early from Lakeland to get over here, and they weren't too excited about that time, but I want you to be excited to be here. We're going to talk about, in the morning, the idea of with Moses, we can understand how to make godly choices. We'll talk and spend our time in Hebrews chapter 11. And that although he had pressures, although he had difficulties, he was able to make godly, righteous choices. And that'll be a good study for our teenagers, because I know it's hard and I know it's difficult, but even in the face of all that, they too can make good, godly choices. We'll follow that up with the idea that Moses went from ordinary to extraordinary. And the story surrounding Moses with his encounter with God at the burning bush. An ordinary shepherd turned extraordinary in his leadership with God. And we're going to talk about how it is that we can be extraordinary even as young people. So I'm excited about that as well. In the Bible class on Sunday morning, I hope you can still be with us. We're going to talk about Moses before Pharaoh, primarily spending our time in talking about courage. How it is that even as young people, we can build the kind of courage that we need to take a stand for God, even as a young person, that we can do that, just like Moses did before Pharaoh. And the two lessons in the worship services that morning and that evening, we'll talk about some leadership qualities that we can learn from Moses. Each and every one of us, in some capacity in every area of our life, we are to be leaders for God. And Moses is the greatest leader that we see of God's people in the Old Testament. There is much to learn from him about leadership, and we'll do that. And we'll also talk about Moses' unbelievable relationship with God. The closeness, the intimacy. When you read about his relationship with God, as I have, and as we'll talk about on Sunday, it's something that we should desire. And we're often battled with that question. Is that even possible? Can I have the same kind of relationship that Moses had with God? I believe we can. So I'm excited about this weekend, and I hope that you make some time to be with us, and you are excited as well. I want to close with a passage in Numbers chapter 12. This will help us to understand a little bit about why it's so important for us to read and to study about Moses. Because in Numbers chapter 12, we get the idea of what God thinks of Moses. The story goes that Aaron and Miriam, there in Numbers chapter 12, allow their jealousy to get a little out of control. And they look to Moses and they say, well, we want to be leaders. We want to be spokesmen for God. We want to be talkers just like Moses. And they kind of start bad-mouthing Moses a little bit. And God calls upon them too, as well as Moses, to meet him at the door of the tabernacle. I often reference that as the most supreme meet me in the principal's office right there. Meet me at the door of the tabernacle. And they all get there, and this is what God says about Moses. In verse 3, it says that Moses was very humble, more than any other man who was on the face of the earth. And suddenly the Lord said to Moses, Aaron, and Miriam, come out, you three, to the tabernacle of meeting. And so the three came out. And the Lord came down in the pillar of cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam, and they both went forward. And this is what he said. Hear now my words. If there is a prophet among you, I, the Lord, make myself known to him in a vision. I speak to him in a dream. Not so with my servant Moses. He is faithful. In all my house I speak with him face to face, even plainly, not in dark sayings. And he sees the form of the Lord. Why then were you afraid to speak against my servant Moses? What an incredible thing to be said of a faithful servant of God. And that relationship is what we'll spend some time talking about. And I'm excited about it, and I hope you are as well. I look forward to seeing you this weekend.
Lord, he, our Savior came from. Let us pray. O Lord our God, creator of all, sustainer of all, redeemer of all, we thank you for this day you bless us with, dear Lord. We can come together and sing praises to you. You are our Lord and King Most High, worthy of all of our praises. We pray that we've exalted you tonight. Forgive us when we sin against you, and thank you for sending your Son to die on the cross for our sins, so we can have a hope in heaven with you one day. Be with us this weekend, dear Lord. Help us to learn from the life of Moses and apply it to our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.